Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masech des Ahalas, Perig, Tesvav, Mishnah Yud. There is something called, as the Batanur refers to it, Tuma Bechiburim. What's Tuma Bechiburim? Let's go back to some Yesoidais that we had all the way at the beginning of Masech des Kalim, beginning of Masech des Ahalas. A mace is an Aviyavaisa Tuma. Someone touches a mace, he's an Avatuma. Yes, a keli that touches a mace could still stay in a via vice tumah, but let's say a person who touches a mace, he's an avatumah, and if someone touches that person, if Reuven touches the mace and Shimon touches Reuven, Shimon is a rishon l'tumah. Big difference between being an avatumah and a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah is only tummy for the day. An avatumah is tummy for 7 days. He needs the water mixed with the ashes of paradum and so on. What's tumah b'chiburim? Tumah b'chiburim is a halacha as follows. Reuven touches a mace with one hand, and at the same time, while Reuven's right hand is still touching the mace, his left hand touches Shimon, or his left hand touches a keli. Shimon, or that keli, does not go down to Rishon L'tumah. Because when Reuven touched them, Reuven was still touching the mace. In this case, Shimon, or the keli, would stay in Avatumah, just like Reuven is. Touching someone who's touching a mace is the same as touching a mace. That's called Tumah B'chibur. Same is true if, let's say, Reuven is leaning over a mace and at the same time he's touching Kalim or touching a person. Reuven becomes an Avatumah by leaning over the mace, and that person or that Kalim, even though they're not over the mace, they're going to stay in Avatumah because they're touching someone who right now is in an Oyel HaMace. Let's see our Mishnah inside. A person, Anugeya B'mace, let's say Reuven who touches a mace with one hand, and at the very same time, Anageya B'Kalim, he's touching Kalim with his other hand, or Hamahil, let's see, someone has one hand, Ala Mace over a Mace, Anageya, and he's touching B'Kalim Kalim with his other hand. So his right hand is over a Mace, and his left hand is touching Kalim. The din is Tmein. Those Kalim are going to be Tamei for Tumas Shiva. I don't say those kalim are touching a person. They're an avatum. In other words, we don't go down a level in tum. But let's say mahil al mace. Reuven has one hand over a mace. And at that same time, mahil, he has his other hand al kalim over kalim. So there's no touching here at all. One hand is an oil over the mace. The other hand is an oil over kalim. Or hanogeya, one hand is touching ba mace. And at that same time, Mael, his other hand, is an oil over Kalim. The din is Kalim term, those Kalim are Torah. Why? Because a person who becomes Tamei Mace is not Metamba B'Oil, even if he's still touching the Mace. So let me understand this. We've been talking Tumas Oil, all these cases of Kaveres and Aruva and most of the Masech Tzahalas. So you're telling me now, a Moridik Yisai, Tumas Oil is only if there is a mace or a kazayas of a mace underneath that oil, and a person or Kalim are underneath the same oil. Right. But a person who right now has one hand over a mace, so he's receiving Tumas Oil from a mace, he cannot be Matama another Kali because that other Kali is under him. Even though you're telling me that a person who touches a mace becomes an avatum, and someone who touches him stays on the same level, fine. It's only someone who touches him, not someone who's under the same oil as he is. You cannot receive Tumas oil by being under someone who became Tamei Tumas Mace. Unless, now here's where we're splitting the hair. Unless it's not pshat, I'm getting Tumas oil because I'm under the same oil as someone who became Tummy through Tumas Mace. Unless the person himself becomes the oil. How could that be? Very simple. He has a very big hand. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter. Im yesh biyode b'seich tefach. If this person has a very big hand, it's a tefach by a tefach, and he has one hand over the mace and another hand over a keli, then Tmei, those Kalim will become Tamei. You know why? Because they're both under the same oil and mace. This Kalim that's becoming Tamei is not because it's under the oil of someone who's touching a mace. this keli is under the same oil as the mace. So the person is the oil. Let's try to understand it. How is this person an oil? Because his hand is a tefach by a tefach. And his hand is over a mace. Yeah, but the keli is over the other hand. And in between one hand and the other hand, not every part of his body is a pesach tefach. I mean, his arms are not necessarily a pesach tefach. So here's this special halacha. His two hands are an oil because they're a tefach by a tefach, and they're connected to the same person. So the male, it's all one oil. So if he has one hand that's a pesach tefach over a keli, and his other hand is over the other keli, it's as if they're under the same oil, even though it's like two branches of the oil, but it's considered the same oil. Let's put things into perspective here. Because again, this is like a whole separate Mishnah now. Up until this point, and it starts the next Mishnah now. Even though it's really one Mishnah, but it's a separate din. Stamazay mess is an avi avaitzatumah. A person touches the mess. Reuven touches the mess. Reuven is an avatumah. If afterwards Reuven touches Shimon or a keli, Shimon or the keli become a rishon latumah. Rishon latumah is only tummy for a day. Avatumah is tummy for 7 days. But if Reuven is touching the mess, and while Reuven is still touching the mess, he touches Shimon or touches a keli, this is called tumah b'chiburim, and therefore Shimon or the keli will not go down to rishon latumah. Shimon or the keli will be an avatumah. And the same is true if someone has his hand over a mace, and at the same time that he has his hand over a mace, he's touching kelim. Those kelim are tummy for 7 days. But if someone has one hand over a mace, and at the same time, he's not touching another kelim, but he has his other hand over other kelim, or someone's touching a mace, and at that same time, his other hand is an oil over kelim, those kelim are tahar. Why? Because a person that becomes tamei, tumas mace, he cannot be metama ba'oil. Only a mace can be metama ba'oil. And a person, even while he's actually touching the mace, cannot be the source of tumas oil. Tumas oil only comes from a mace. However, if the person's hand is big a tefach, what happens over here is, if his hands are so big, right? So if someone says you can scoop up cookies, as much as goes into your hand, you'll ask him to do it. So if his hands are so big that they're a tefach by a tefach, and he has one hand over a mace, another hand over a person, or over a keli, what's happening now is that second person or second keli is receiving tumas oil not from this person. He's receiving tumas oil directly from the mace. Because that second person or that keli is technically under the same oil as the mace. Being that his hands are a pesach tefach, he becomes the oil. Okay, let's see the Mishnah weiter. Shnei batim, you have two houses, they're next to each other, and their doors are aligned. Ubehen kishnei chatzoi zesim. And in each one, there is a half a zayas of basar emes. Long comes a person. And pashat eshtei yodav lehen. One hand goes into one house, the other hand goes into the other house. A half a zayas is not enough to create tumas oil. Each house has a half a gezayis. Problem is, this person, he has one hand in one house, one hand in the other house. Sakta Mishnah, im yesh biyodav b'seich tefach, if his hands measure a tefach by a tefach, then maybe it's a tum. Then he just brought tumah to both houses. You know, Nebuch, this person's walking down the street, maybe he was just stretching. Ah, he stretched out his hands. So, you know what you just did? You put both of your hands into the two houses, and there was a half a kazayas in each house. And your hands, let me see them. Ah, they're a tefach by a tefach. You made them all into the same oil. Both houses are tame. But v'im lahav, if they check his hands, they say, eh, nah, they're smaller than a tefach. Then he can breathe a sigh of relief, because ena mevi asatoma, his hands don't have a din of an oil, and therefore it did not connect the two houses. Each house stays with a separate half a kazayas, which cannot create tumas oil.